Welcome back, everybody, to The Walking Dead, a Walking Naked podcast.
I don't even know why you say it like that. You're acting like a smartass.
This is your sad hour, or 30 minutes or less, of Kelly and I talking about The Walking Dead.
Or you listening to me cry.
Yeah, exactly. You, more like, I mean, listening to me cry for the next 30 or so minutes. But yeah, we're Kelly and Justin. We're here to talk about The Walking Dead. We're finally doing an instant cast right after the episode. Thank you AMC, you sons of bitches.
I know. I am so pissed.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even... We're talking about the episode. Thank you. Get the particulars. Michael Slovis directed it. Angela King wrote this episode. This is Michael Slovis, according to everything that I can find. It's his first episode directing The Walking Dead, and as you said off air, you know, no thanks, no thank you, Michael Slovis.
I don't want you back. You know, you did a really nice job, and it wasn't actually probably you. It was who was the bitch that wrote this? Yeah.
Exactly. Angela King, which, yeah, she's awesome. She writes a lot of episodes.
I'm kidding, you know.
But I will say,
God,
she wrote episode 8, Coda. Last year.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So she hates everybody on The Walking Dead.
She hates everybody. I mean, shit, like I could go back. I mean, how many episodes did she write that were terrible? Not terrible in a terrible way, but terrible in a
rip our hearts out.
Yeah.
Could you imagine how awful it would be when they say, "Hey, we want you to write this episode. Oh, and by the way, we're killing Glenn off in this one."
Yeah. Those words just, I mean, I can't even process this.
I was so afraid at the beginning of the episode, you know, when he pulled out that friggin' watch.
Well, that, the watch, and then he drops that line from season one, episode two.
Calling Rick a dumbass, you mean?
Yeah, exactly. Calling Rick a dumbass. And, I mean, that was from the Guts episode. And then we see, you know, nice little foreshadowing, I guess. We literally see his guts coming out. And, I mean, I just don't even... it's just such a difficult one for me, like, because Glenn's my homeboy. Like,
I know.
That's my boy. Like, he is my favorite, you know, like from the old school, like, "You're my boy, Blue." Like, that's Glenn for me. And I'm just like, no, this can't be, you know, like, this can't be the end for Glenn like this. This is just insane to me. And, you know, there's the problem with this episode, not the problem, but, you know, like, a lot of people are like, "Did he really die? Is he dead?" You know.
Oh, he was.
I mean, you know.
Unless it's, you know, some horrible, you know, because obviously Nicholas was having some kind of PTSD kind of thing going on. Yeah. So maybe if we get super lucky, you know, this was all just some freak out of his.
Well, no, I don't think it's that. I mean, I think Nicholas is definitely dead. Like, Nicholas, he's a goner. The only thing, you know, like, I just hope those were
Glenn's guts.
I mean, I hope and pray that those were not Glenn's guts and that they were really Nicholas, because when they're falling back, you see Nicholas falls on top of Glenn and Glenn is laying there. And plus, like, where the guts were coming out, not exactly where your guts would be. That was like kind of up around his neck, and your guts are a little bit lower. I mean, that would have been his rib cage and stuff. Now, I mean,
what do you think the rib cage protects?
Guts? No, I mean, and I mean, like, he looked like he was, you know, blood curdling screams of just agony as he's getting killed. I mean, like, he's got the tears in his eyes, like, because he knows he's not going to get back to Maggie. And I mean, I just sat there. I mean, I tweeted out. I just said no. I mean, like, that's all. That's really all I can say. And the thing that worries me the most is that this episode was meant to teach us a lesson. and it was a lesson from Rick Grimes himself. And that was, you know, you go back, I believe it was episode one when we got the 90-minute long episode, and we're going the flashbacks, the flash forwards, the present day, and Rick wanted to kill Carter initially whenever Carter pulled the gun out on Eugene. And whenever he had that conversation, I think it was with Morgan later on, and he was saying, like, you know, I wanted to kill him, you know, like those people are just gonna die anyways. And basically saying, like, they're going to probably get in the way.
Right.
And so we see this lesson being learned firsthand for Glenn, that Glenn showed mercy on Nicholas.
Over and over and over again.
And now we see, like, that lesson coming back to haunt him. That, you know, because there's too many coincidences with Rick just saying that. And I get we got the end result anyway in that episode of Carter. But the writers on The Walking Dead, they like to, like, give us little golden nuggets way ahead of time, and then it comes to fruition later on in seasons, or hell, not even just like episodes later in that season, but like seasons way after the fact and everything. Like, they tie it, you know, a lot of things nicely in together, because I think they're such big fans of the show. And man, I just I just hope that's not the case. Yeah.
So you for some reason think that Glenn is going to make it out of this?
I mean, do I hope that he makes it out of this?
Or do
I think he's going to make it out, or do I hope? I think I just hope that he made it out. Like, I just don't see how it's possible. I mean, whenever Rick gets on that walkie later in the episode, I'm just like, I just, you know, like, you keep thinking, like, all of a sudden, you know, Glenn's going to come in on the walkie, like, Rick, you know, and it just never happens. And I mean, this was a brutal fucking episode. Just brutal everywhere in this episode. So many deaths. I mean, how many people did we see die in this episode? I wrote them down, and I don't know if I got all of them. We got the guy yelling at Rick, Sturgis, David, Annie, Nicholas, Glenn. Let that soak in for a second. Glenn. So now we're down to the Atlanta Four. Right?
We've got Daryl,
Carol,
Rick, Carol.
Actually, that's it.
It's just three. Carl.
Oh, Carl, excuse me. Yeah, Carl.
Yeah.
And Carl. So the Atlanta Four, which, yeah. Did you see this coming in this episode? I mean, I did. Or at least
I did too.
I was really worried about it coming.
No, I did too. From the very beginning of the episode.
Yeah.
Which I kind of wish they hadn't. I would have rather they went ahead and surprised me with it instead of made me you fuckers are gonna kill him off.
That scene though, with him and Nicholas on top of that dumpster, and you know he's going through all this, like Nicholas is going through all this, yeah, like post-traumatic stress, just like freaking out, he's wigging out, and you know he's seeing things in the, you know, in this herd of walkers, and then the way that he just looks at Glenn and says thank you and just blows his brains out, like that's what's even more insane about this, is because, you know, I know a lot of people, you know, me included, I'm like, fuck you, Nicholas, you asshole, you killed Glenn. I mean, it's like he almost redeemed himself, but then in his stupidity, totally didn't redeem himself. And
I guess, you know, it's hard to figure out where you're going to fall when you blow your brains out. You know,
yeah.
that part kind of sucks. But, you know, I just kept thinking, you know, Otis him, please,
yeah.
Glenn, just Otis him.
I kept thinking he was going to. I was honestly worried that Nicholas was going to try and pull some shit and like push Glenn off into the crowd.
Now that's what I thought was going to happen. I thought Glenn's going to die.
Yeah.
But we're going to have Nicholas, you know, pushing him off.
Yeah.
Because he's, you know, he's freaking out, and you know, the whole way through he's just having these horrible, you know, just in his brain.
Yeah.
That's what I thought was going to happen. So it, at least, you know, at least I'm not, you know, as super pissed because of that. Because I would have been really, really mad had Nicholas survived it. But yeah, you're right. I mean, this was a rough episode in so many ways. And, you know, okay, Rick's obviously hurt his hand.
I didn't see that. Rick hurt his hand?
Oh, yeah, because you were having a watch on your phone.
Oh, yeah, because stupid sling once again. I'm sorry, anybody out there, like, if you're using Sling, please share the secrets with me, because every week never fails. I can never watch it on my TV. It worked on my phone, which was, you know, thank God it did, which also I'm like, now I kind of wish it didn't work because I wouldn't have watched the episode by now. But at least, you know, we got to watch it, you know, while it was airing, and we're getting to talk about it now, because I don't know what I would have done, like, if I got up in the morning tomorrow, watched the episode.
And had to go straight to work.
And had to go straight to work. I mean, you know, at San Diego Comic-Con, I was, you know, you're in the Mecca of nerd heaven, and I was devastated pretty much the entire time I was there after issue 100 was released, you know, of the Walking Dead comic book. And if you don't know what happened there, I mean, go read about it on the internet.
Well, we've talked about it a zillion times. I mean, you know, that's where Glenn, he didn't make it this long.
Yeah.
He didn't make it this long in the comic book.
Well, no, he did. He did. He made it this long. He's past this.
Oh,
point.
No, that's right. Right.
Yeah,
and from everything that I've heard, it could be quite a while before we get to the point where.
Exactly. Yes. Like, I've heard season 7 or season into this season's finale. I've heard all sorts of stuff, but yeah. Sorry, you go back to your point. Rick hurt his hand in this episode, because I missed the first couple of minutes when I saw Twitter being a buzz of like, you know, you don't talk back to Rick. That's what happens if you talk shit to Rick.
It wasn't, you know, I mean, the dude that got killed was just, you know, another one of the Alexandria group that we didn't know, you know, a new one.
They just keep popping up everywhere.
They keep showing up. And for some reason, they're all stupid. And, you know, it was just, you know, Rick was off talking to his core group. And, you know, and this dude was stupid and standing on the side and let himself get bit right in the neck. But somewhere in one of these fights, Rick hurts his hand. And because, you know, we do this immediately following the episode, I didn't have time to rewind it to see exactly how he hurt his hand. I don't know. I'm assuming he didn't get bit on the hand.
At the end of the episode, whenever he fought those two wolves off and then just mowed those other folks down, I mean,
that was super rough too, because they were obviously it was females that were coming up alongside.
Yeah, but we saw those females that were part of the wolves.
No, it's not. I don't think these dudes. I didn't see. They didn't have W's on their head.
He pulls
a baby formula out of the one dude's pocket.
Yes, we
jar of food,
and that's what, you know, definitely freaked him out. Like, he's like, I got to get back, because, you know,
I don't think
he thinks of Judith. So
I think he was thinking, holy shit, this is a dude that's trying to feed his kid.
No, I didn't think that at all. I felt like he was realizing that Judith might be in trouble. That's the way I felt. That's the way I took it. I don't think he was. I don't think he had any remorse for killing any of those people. I mean, and you're right. At least one female that I saw there in the rearview mirror whenever he looked back, because that was that group that was surrounding Morgan. It was a some crazy chick that was surrounding him, because she was like the one that was like, you know, like I'm gonna try to kill you. I'm gonna be one of the folks that try to kill you, because it was like five of them that were surrounding Morgan, or six. I can't remember how many that he just beat the hell out of with his Donatello bow staff. Mm-hmm. So, but you may be right. He might have felt remorse. I don't know. I felt it was like Judith, but maybe, you know, because I know that he's been going through a spot of just no remorse at all, and Glenn's death is going to devastate Rick. That's going to be rough.
As it should.
Yeah. I can't even, I mean, what is Maggie going to do? She's lost her sister, her dad, her husband.
I have no words. I worry again, because one of the things that he had said prior to his death, you know, he said, "I need to get home."
Yeah.
And he stressed it in such a way that, again, it goes back to the, is Maggie pregnant?
Yeah.
Which would be one thing to me that would make it where Maggie would be able to survive this, is yeah, if she was, you know, carrying his baby. And I just hope to God, because, I mean, how great would it be for us to get a little Glenn? I mean, that I would know. Be.
We need little Glenns in our lives.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I really, Nicholas is just a piece of shit. I'm sorry.
You're like, Nicholas.
I never
to the TV and knock you off of that dumpster myself.
Yep. I mean, I kept thinking, when will these people learn? One, because we did have a lot of people that were torn apart by walkers prior to that. And when will they learn to either use that gun in their hand to blow their own brains out?
I mean, he did. He learned.
No, I don't mean Nicholas.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
Prior to that. But yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right. I mean, yes. He took my advice, I guess.
Yes.
Or when will I can't understand why they sit and watch these people being ripped apart.
David was the worst one. Like, I don't, I mean, God,
we stood there and stood there.
We had to watch his ass die for a good 2.5 minutes, it seemed like. I mean,
stood there.
Yeah,
just,
that was rough.
You know, Michonne, you know how so well to stick a knife right through somebody's eyeballs, kill him.
Yeah, just take that dude out of his poor misery. I mean, it was, I was just like, damn, come on, guys. They're just sitting there watching him going like, ah.
Oh, dude, sorry, no. God, dude, sorry. Yeah,
sucks, bro. I know you got your letter there too, but I'm not going to reach over there and grab it.
I should have taken that from you when I could. I mean, because he was going to die anyway, obviously.
Yeah.
And why Michonne didn't take that letter from him, because he was going to die anyway.
Yeah, he was definitely a goner. I mean, I thought Annie was going to make it out of this episode. I kind of, you know, liked her. I was like, oh, okay, nice. We get a new female character. She seems like a pretty, you know, like a badass, because she's like, leave us here. Like, I mean, who says that? I mean, I'm like,
okay,
please take me with you. You know, carry me on your back. Please get a stretcher out.
But it was a smart move on Annie's part to say, leave us here in the nice protected pet shop.
Yeah.
You guys take off. They'll follow you.
That's true.
And eventually you can swing back by and get us. That was what I thought.
That would have been that would have probably been the smarter play for Annie and David's sake. They should not have left, you know, because we keep going back to that Comic-Con trailer, and I think that was it. I think
that was her.
Well,
yes,
it was definitely her in the Comic-Con trailer. And I mean, but I think these three episodes, you know, I'll have to go back and watch the Comic-Con trailer, but I feel like that wrapped up pretty much everything we saw at that San Diego Comic-Con trailer. And I mean, you know, right now we're devastated, but the episode was brilliant. Like,
oh,
I mean,
it was so good. I was on the edge of my seat the whole time. And I ended up at the very end going, oh shit, oh my God, when is Sunday going to get here?
Yeah.
You know?
You mean next Sunday?
Yeah, next Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
And we don't get the answer next Sunday.
No, because it's going to be that 90-minute...
flashback.
Flashback all on Morgan.
Yeah.
Which is,
we can,
you know,
find out who the cheesemaker was.
Yes, who the cheesemaker was. And it's weird. I mean, they did this last season. You know, they're going by a very similar playbook in the sense of, you know, except for instead of the group destroying their enemies, their enemies destroyed them this time, which their enemies instead of humans were walkers. And, you know, because then we went to Beth in episode 4 last season, and we're going to Morgan in episode 4 this season. As far as we know, I mean, from everything that we've been told, you know, like they're saying it's a Morgan flashback and it's going to be 90 minutes. And I mean, I can't wait to see it. Like, I mean, Morgan's such a fascinating character, but God, it's, you know, how do you kill off one of your quintessential characters and then still have like 12 to 15 minutes left in the episode?
Well, and that was, you know, I was keeping notes until then, and I just stopped.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
what else do you talk about?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there was just, you know, I mean, I have notes like Michonne and Heath's conversation, Nick's buddy with the missing eye that he had to put down. And I'm like, oh, fuck all that, you know.
It's late at night, people. You're getting the NC-17 version of the podcast.
Well, and I'm so sorry. It's just I've got a horrible, horrible headache again.
Oh, man, that stinks.
Yes, and so I'm watching it already with a horrible headache, and then, you know, Kirkman added to it for me. Thank you, Robert.
Thanks, Kirkman, Scott M. Gimple, Greg Nicotero, Angela King.
Yeah.
Yeah, that speech that Heath and Michonne had between each other was, I mean, it was glorious.
It was very powerful.
I mean, you know, when you, when you've been covered in so much blood that you don't know if it's a walker or your friends, I mean, Michonne laid down the law, and I love the ending scenes, one of the ending scenes where, you know, where Heath looks in the water and sees his reflection, and, you know what I mean? Obviously, he's probably ashamed of what he said back there, and, you know, he's reflecting on himself. I thought it was a beautiful shot. I'm just like,
but
damn.
You know what my thought was? I was like, oh my God, don't look in the water for long, because there could be a walker underneath it that's going to reach up and grab you and pull you under.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, we saw that happen to Bob last year, which he wasn't looking in the water, but I think Heath's safe for a while. I mean,
That's what they want you to believe.
Yeah, I mean, well, no, obviously nobody's safe on The Walking Dead if one of our main characters. I mean, I just go back to the point that I would have never seen this coming, and I love the way that they did these three episodes. They were amazing. It was like one adventure movie, like all rolled into one. And I mean, it was awesome. Like, I want to see more of this on the Walking Dead, where, you know, they have these, like, you know, we always have story arcs that go out through, you know, throughout the season and everything. But this was like, we'll go back and watch this one. Like, well, I don't know if I'll go back and watch. I mean, I will, because I want to see it on a big screen anyway, because it was a really super amazing episode. But we can go back, and it'll be like one little movie within The Walking Dead, kind of like how last season, the first three episodes is one little movie about Terminus. And we talked about how this year's premiere, we didn't like it as much as last year's premiere. But when you couple that premiere with these two episodes that we've just received, you know, episodes 2 and 3, I think it's probably some of the best three episodes we've ever seen on The Walking Dead. Like, combine them together, one little story arc.
Oh yeah!
I don't know how you top it. Do you?
I don't want them to.
Well, I want them to top it by, you know, Glenn just comes out, you know, he pushes off walkers everywhere, and he's like, "Get off me, bitches!" and just stabs them all in the face. Comes out of there, you know, and then he just, you know, gets it on with Maggie.
You
and
know,
that's what
I mean,
we
it
did. Just this, just amazing,
sweet,
amazing love,
sweet
scene.
Love,
yes,
sweet,
oh,
sweet
yes.
love, which we haven't had for a long time. I mean, last when, time know, I remember was up in the guard tower. That was the last time we seen them get it on, and that was a long time ago.
I think that's the last time anybody got it on, right?
No. Rosita and Abe got it on since then.
Yes, I mean.
They stole Maggie and Glenn's thunder that night, because it should have been Maggie and Glenn getting it on after they're getting back together. But
it should have been. But they were, I guess, they were so, like, you know, overjoyed that they got back together and everything. Or to, you know, back to your predictions from last season, Maggie was already pregnant at that point. So
right. You know, it's it is interesting though, because like you're saying, I think the writers were really brilliant in the fact that they lulled us in to, you know, we had these two really intense episodes prior to this one, where we only got B characters that were killed. None of our people were killed. And so, you know, we're getting this feeling of, okay, these are, this is our group. These are the ones we don't have to worry about.
Thank God they got all these people in Alexandria to kill.
Exactly. Oh, this is so great. And then, you know, I mean, so, it was, I think it was, even though early on in the episode, you know, I think we could start seeing that it was going to happen. I would have been very surprised had it not happened. I would have been pleasantly surprised. But it's funny. I mean, this person that I'm going to mourn, I sent you a text that said, seriously, do you want a podcast tonight? Cause I really didn't want to, I wanted to sit and just cry.
Yeah.
And if I talk about it much longer, I will cry. So move on to something else. Rick looked hot, even though his hair was all sweaty.
Yes. Rick did look good.
He ran. He looked good when he was running down the road. He was doing some good heavy running, sweating. You know, I always loved me some Rick sweat.
He's getting some good. He was getting good cardio in.
He was getting good cardio.
The scene at the end, wherever he took those two wolves guys out. I mean, it was just. I mean, I was like, damn, Rick Grimes is. I mean, he's in the ultimate badass at this point. Like, I know we've talked, you know, and people like always say, you know, they'll do little Facebook conversations or Twitter conversations about who could take who, you know, or who's the better leader. And they'll say like Rick or Daryl or Rick or Shane or Rick and whoever. I'm like, there's no questions here. It's Rick and there's a long line of everybody else.
You know, I do sometimes wonder though, as far as not leadership wise, but killer wise.
Yeah.
Why don't we just put Michonne out there?
Oh, I mean, Michonne's right up there as far as like killer wise, no doubt about it.
I mean, but she just, you know, she's lopping heads off. If I were people, I'd just say, you go, girl. I'm going to stand back right here.
Yeah. Well, that's why we always want, you know, Team Michonne to happen. Because, right. I mean, holy shit. You do not get better than those two combined. Like they are the ultimates. I mean, even Daryl, right. You know, he's gotten into some trouble before. I mean, well, so has, you know, of course, Rick and Michonne have gotten into trouble as well. And I guess the only other thing that was in that Comic-Con trailer that we haven't seen yet that I'm just now I'm even more worried. I'm just like, no, we can't lose Glenn and Daryl in season six. Like, just can't happen.
Yeah, well, that's true, because we have not got to that scene.
Yeah,
with
where he
Daryl
gets kidnapped
yet.
And stuff.
Yeah,
and,
mm-hmm.
I mean, ugh, I don't even want to think about it. That just disgusts me. I mean,
I took a muscle relaxer for my head, but it just does not seem to be going away.
I don't know. We're gonna need the good drugs tonight to be able to.
God, no kidding.
I'm just gonna see that scene over and over again. Man.
And those walkers were so excited about eating him.
Yeah, those bastards. And he wasn't even on The Talking Dead either.
I know. I don't understand.
Yeah, and apparently Scott M. Gimple had something that he was going to come on and say during The Talking Dead about Glenn's fate. And then Andrew Lincoln was going to be a part of The Talking Dead as well, like in a video. Could you
imagine, because, you know, they talk about the fact that they always have this big get together when anybody's, you know,
dies,
killed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That you know, the cast all has a big send off. I can't even imagine how awful it had to have been for the rest of the cast members. I mean, you know, they're just really good friends.
Yeah. I mean, especially Norman Reedus, Andrew Lincoln, and Stephen Ewan.
Right.
They seem to be the best of friends.
Right.
They're always like playing golf together and they're going to concerts together. And, you know, they're always doing something together. And I mean, especially for, you know, for Andrew Lincoln and Norman Reedus, I mean, they've been there on this show basically since the beginning together. I mean, mm-hmm. Andrew Lincoln had, and you know, they who knows how the way they shoot things and everything. I'm sure they shot the pilot in its in entirety first. So, you know, Andrew Lincoln worked with Lenny James first and John,
oh, you know
Johnny
what?
Burton all.
We have original five if you
forget about them. Yeah, Lenny James Morgan is definitely one of the original you know, he wasn't in Atlanta, but we're going to throw him in there, you know. He was a part of that Atlanta trio. But I mean, who knows what happens with him? I mean, like we said last week on the podcast, it seemed like he was kind of, you know, I don't think he can take Carol at this point. Like their beliefs are so far apart from one another. And I mean, you know, whenever Rick and the group gets back, because I did like how they split it up. You know, last week was all Alexandria. I still need mm-hmm. to figure out how the heck Morgan got back so quickly. Did you find that out in the first 5 minutes of this episode?
No.
Because, no. You know, we're going through and we're seeing Nicholas and Glenn and his group going through some town. I'm just like, where the hell are they? Like, they are way out there. I did love the scenes, though, because it was amazing getting to see Nicholas, like, have to go through that, you know. Right now, I mean, I hate him, you know. If there we got, what do we have, Porch Dick, and we got Mother Dick, and you know, Nicholas needs something Dick, I mean, or just he's just the Dick.
MF
yes
Dick.
Exactly, yeah. Man, I'd hate to be his Twitter account tonight. Ooh.
God, I know.
I hate that.
I hope he just stayed off social media tonight.
Yeah, I hope so as well. I can't remember what his first name is. It's like, but his last name's Trainer or something. Awesome dude. Like he seems like a super nice dude.
But
sometimes people can't, like, you know, distinguish between.
No, we
and,
can't
and
exactly.
I mean, now we both want to cry over a TV show. But I mean,
this is TV.
It is TV.
Oh my God! You're kidding me.
Yeah, I mean, I saw Stephen Ewan tweet today, so you know, he should be okay, but
yes,
but we're not okay.
Somebody had just right before we got on had sent out a tweet that showed a picture of him at some event. You know, he's okay. He's still alive. You know, so yeah,
I was gonna say we had some nice tweets too. Kaylee said on Twitter, "I'm crying so hard right now. #RIP Glenn." Kim says, "I'm having a panic attack." Gail says, "Dear God in heaven, Justin Kelly, if you've watched live, help me." And then I guess on The Talking Dead, Kim said, "The writers say it was a tough decision, then why make it?" I guess Gail says, "I'd be a puddle." You've been tweeting it at the same time, man. You're good.
That's because you do most of the talking, so I can sit here and tweet while you're talking.
That's true. Brenda said, "I'm devastated." And then she's got two really, really sad crying emojis.
Yeah. Is Stephen Ewing going to be at Walker Stalker Con next weekend?
I
can't remember who all is going to be there because, you know, I mean, some cons you go to because there's, you know, certain characters that you're like, oh, God, you know, this actor is going to be there. I'm going to show up.
Yeah.
Well, you know, for me, this one, obviously, you know, it's where you live. So I'll show up. So I don't know who all is going to be there. I do know, you know, I know Andrew Lincoln's going to be there because we are going to go. We got tickets to panel that he's doing.
He will be there. Next weekend we'll both be at Walker Stalker Con, which is going to be a whole blast of fun. He's going to be there. I mean, pretty much it seems like
pretty much everybody.
Yeah, it looks like everybody.
Is your girl going to be there?
Which one? Emily Kinney. Yeah, Emily Kinney's going to be there. She is doing a performance at some point. Actually, I don't even see her. Michael Trainor, he's going to be there. I would love to talk to him.
Bless his heart.
I mean, but yeah. Oh, I know. Good God. We're going to have to go give him a big hug next weekend. I would love to just love to interview him, but he probably won't even be able to say anything since, you know, if next week's episode's just going to be that that flashback. I mean, it's fantastic group of people that are going to be there next week. I mean, yeah, the majority of all the Walking Dead folks are going to be there, and then some other shows, the Vampire Diaries and whatnot. But number one, Steven Yeun's going to be there. And I might just go cry on his shoulder.
Yeah.
That may be what that happens. Maybe that happens next week. So, I mean, is there anything else you want to say about the episode?
No, it was great. The pet shop was creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Dead puppies. I mean, I thought that was going to be the worst part of the episode.
Yeah.
But no.
Who would have thunk it? Dead puppies is not the worst part of an episode.
Right, exactly. I mean, what is worse than dead puppies? Dead Glenn.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say it out loud.
Yeah.
At least he got to say good luck, dumbass, to Rick. That was great.
The callbacks. One other thing I was going to point out. There was two husbands trying to get back to their wives in this episode. Yeah,
and neither of them made it.
Neither of them make it? I mean, that just seems kind of cruel, right? Damn.
It really does. You know, and I mean, God, how sad that dude's like, you know, we've been married for, you know, 3 months. And then he says, you know, we weren't married, you know, before this happened. Well, duh.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, yeah, we can do the math.
Yeah.
But you know, he's just talking about the fact that, you know, he was a better man.
Yeah.
After all this happened, and you know, his first wife was such a bitch. So
it took the zombie apocalypse to find me a good one.
Yeah, yeah, got rid of that one and got me a new one.
Yeah. Thank God that zombie ate her. Quite the divorce right there.
Yeah, exactly. I got everything in the divorce.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. I mean, it was a very nice speech that he gave, because you know, it brings back to the point that, you know, how all of these, this just basically this cast of characters comes together in this zombie apocalypse. I mean, that these people would have never crossed paths in their old lives, but yet, you know, their family in the zombie apocalypse. And
right.
I mean, you know, just like Glenn said I believe it was either last week, no, it was the week before, you know, I'm supposed to be delivering pizzas. I mean, we should have known. References to to season one.
Okay, on our death pool, where did we have him? I mean, we had him dying this season. But I think we had him making it a little bit further.
The Walking Death Pool. Yeah, and if anybody wants to join up for that, I think you can still. It's thewalkingdeathpool.com. I've got to put in a password and a username.
No, who remembers that?
No, I think I got it. Let's see. In the podcaster pool, we have 385 points. We said Glenn lives.
Oh, for the season?
Yeah.
Really, we did?
Shit.
We did two.
Well, this one he lived. I don't know where the other one is, but in this one he lived. I mean, shit. Father Gabriel Stokes has lasted longer in season 6 than Glenn.
Well, that's because he hasn't showed up much.
Yeah, exactly. I think Rick Grimes just walks in and shoots him just for good measures. He's like, you know what? Glenn dies. You die. I don't know why. I don't have any rational reasoning behind this. But, I mean, he can't kill Nicholas again. I mean, if that was possible, you know, I think we'd be okay with that. But I think we got to wrap this up.
Yeah.
And go cry in our pillows to sleep. So,
yep.
The good thing is, the really cool, fun thing is we'll actually be together this week, like we said, to go to Walker Stalker Con. Who knows? I don't know if we're doing any interviews while we're there. Haven't been told that or anything. But if we do, we will definitely be posting them. So, you know, just definitely hit that subscribe button. And maybe we'll be more cheery next time whenever we talk about The Walking Dead.
I'm sorry. And I don't know. I don't know how to be right now. I just don't. I mean, this is, you know, it's just, we're just being honest. That's all.
Yeah,
I do wish that this wasn't, you know, Sunday night. Because I really wish I could be drinking.
No kidding. That's what I need, booze right now in my life. Mm-hmm. Console myself.
Yep. Yep, I really wanted to drink, and it's like, shit, I got to get up in the morning for work. how many times am I going to cuss in this? But at least you said damn you to me.
Well, no, I wasn't damn you to you. It was just damn you to life.
The work?
No, just to life right now. I mean, yeah.
Not to life.
I don't even have any good drugs to put me to sleep right now.
Oh, I do. I am so going to hit the good drugs. An extra little, you know, I had a muscle relaxer,
nice.
You know, that I've already taken for this headache, but because I'm so amped up in my, because of this, that it hasn't not affect one.
Well, all I got is some dream sleep crap from the convenience store to put me to sleep. So
sorry. That is just, it's a shame that it's not the time when I'm there with you, because
exactly.
I would have brought you some good drugs.
Some of these, kid. I'm like, thanks, Mom, for the drugs.
No,
you're the best.
Which one do you want? Do you want a pink one and a blue one?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my goodness. So sorry. We apologize if this is not the most entertaining podcast of all time. But, yeah, I mean, we're just real people, and this sucks. Like, I don't even know what else to say besides I'm devastated right now. I mean,
I'm sorry, kid. I feel bad.
He's my favorite.
I know. I know you love him.
I do love him. And Stephen Ewan, we love you. We're glad that you're still around. But, yeah. Losing Glenn, this is a tough one. So I'm going to go cry in my bed. So if you want to cry with us, you can tweet us all your crying moments. It's The Walking Naked. On Twitter and Facebook, you can email us, thewalkingnaked@gmail.com. And let us know your thoughts. Let us know how you're feeling. We'll try to be there for you. I'm glad we're here together for each other. Because it would have really sucked not to have anybody to talk to about this after the episode. So, but yeah, we'll be back. We'll be back next week.
Will we?
Yes.
We're not going to just finish the podcast forever now.
Our hearts won't be back, but we will be back. And our minds are never here. So, I mean, so you'll get something.
That's the same old thing, you know.
Yeah. You'll get somebody speaking to you, but it won't be coherent, and it won't be very much heart in it. So.
Oh yeah, next Sunday, I will not be going to work the next day.
No.
So I will quite possibly be drinking.
Exactly.
It'll be
a fun podcast. We'll get to do it together as well. So
I know.
It'll be fun.
That's gonna be awesome. That'll be awesome. All right. Well.
Well, good luck tomorrow, everybody. Good luck.
Yeah.
You know,
I was going to say sweet dreams, but.
Yeah, that's not happening. Never. Ain't nobody having sweet dreams. So,
yeah.
But yep, we love you all. And, you know, we're here. We're here for everybody in the Walking Dead family, because it all sucks together for us. So,
yep.
Hope you have.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks for hanging out with us. And we'll see you guys later.
All right. Bye bye.
Times are coming and I reap what I done sow. tell you something.